Track 5, Norfolk People. Last month, you may remember, we heard about Amelia Opie, and I promised to keep a lookout for her statue. Well, now I cannot pass the gelato ice cream shop without admiring Amelia standing tall above the entrance, and I'd never noticed her before. Tony is going to tell us about another Norwich-born personality. But as far as I know, there are still no statues of Olivia Colman in the city.
Did you know that Academy Award-winning actress and familiar voice to many, Olivia Colman, was born in Norwich? It shouldn't be a surprise, as her name is spelt the same way as the Mustard family, Colman, not Coleman. Sarah Caroline Colman was born in Norwich in January 1974, the daughter of nurse Mary Nayleeky and chartered surveyor Keith Colman. She was privately educated at Norwich High School for Girls and then sixth form at Gresham School in Holt, Norfolk. Colman's first role was Jean Brodie in a school production of The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie at the age of 16. She cites her mother's interrupted career as a ballet dancer as her inspiration to pursue acting professionally. Colman spent a term studying primary education at Homerton College, Cambridge, before studying drama at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School, from which she graduated in 1999. During her time at Cambridge, she appeared in the Channel 4 series The Word in 1995 under her nickname Collie, auditioned for the Cambridge University Footlights Dramatic Club and met future co-stars David Mitchell and Robert Webb, amongst many other actor-writers who went on to dominate the comedy scene of the last 25 years. Colman had to adopt a different stage name when she began working professionally, because Equity, the UK Actors' Union, already had an actress named Sarah Colman. One of my best friends at university was called Olivia, and I always loved her name, Colman told The Independent in 2013. I was never Sarah. I was always called by my nickname, Collie, so it didn't seem so awful not to be called Sarah. In July 2018, Colman was a subject of the UK genealogy programme Who Do You Think You Are? Although Colman expected that her family would mainly relate to Norfolk, it was discovered that her fourth great-grandfather, Richard Campbell Bazett, had been born on St Helena and that he worked in London for the East India Company. Bazett's son, Colman's third great-grandfather, Charles Bazett, married Harriet Slessor. Researchers discovered that she was born in the city of Kishangani in northeast India, lost her British father when she was aged 3 months, and then made the journey to England alone. This passage was paid for by her paternal grandmother. When in Kishangani, through meticulously kept records, including diary entries, newspaper clippings, letters, and a list of family possessions, Colman learnt that Harriet's father was living with an Indian woman while in Bihar, and Harriet was their child. Quite a mixed family. No wonder Colman has used her celebrity voice for activism, such as speaking out for the people of Palestine and becoming a UNICEF campaigner. Although her TV comedy roles involved such series as Peep Show, a sitcom about flat sharing, and other Michelin Web shows, her film career has followed a different trajectory. Paddy Considine saw her as Sophie in Peep Show and allowed her full dramatic license in his raw and unflinching look at the bleak existence of several interconnected characters in Tyrannosaur. Winning many awards, the film propelled Olivia Colman as a dramatic actress to the attention of Yorgos Lanthimos, with whom she would make the big hit movie The Favourite, and garner the Best Actress Award at the Oscars, BAFTAs and Golden Globes in 2018 for her portrayal of Queen Anne in the rather unconventional period drama. This wasn't the first role she had played, as she was Queen Elizabeth II in The Crown on Netflix in 2017 to 2020, for which she won Golden Globes and Emmy Awards. This local girl goes from strength to strength, whether with Paddington in Peru or amongst royal circles. She continues with radio productions, and with her husband Ed Sinclair, she writes her own films. Wicked Little Letters was based on the Littlehampton libels of the 1920s and follows an investigation into the anonymous author of numerous crudely insulting letters sent to the residents of the seaside town of Littlehampton. Full of variety and well known to viewers and listeners of all ages, Norwich's own Olivia Colman continues to entertain and bring social awareness to the masses, like many a Norfolk character before her.
Thank you, Tony. I thought she was brilliant in Broadchurch. What an amazing career.